Welcome back to Schizophrenia Life. Hope you guys are having a wonderful evening. It's about 7:30 here, PM. And honestly, I keep forgetting what day it is, what time it is. I was working a few minutes ago and I was like, man, it feels like it's getting late and it's getting dark out and and I'm still going. A bit of good news to start off. Parler finally opened my account back. So that was 3 months I couldn't log into Parler. They did an update and basically it locked my account because I couldn't confirm it was me logging in because their system wasn't sending me the text to confirm it. You know, they send you a confirmation via text, and for some reason after one of their updates it wouldn't send them to me anymore, but you can't log in unless you get them, and they weren't sending them to me. And so I figured I'll just wait it out, and I randomly tried again. I've tried many times over the last few months, and I just try to log in, and if it lets me, it lets me. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But it hasn't, and it just did. So, only took them 3 months to fix it. But I'm glad to at least be back on one social media, so I'll start posting there again. So, you can, obviously, it's the same handle. At the Schizophrenia Life. Also on... what's that app? I'm drawing a blank. So I'm really only on Parler and what's the video one? TikTok. There it is. So I'm on Parler and TikTok right now for social media. That's it. Yeah. I can't believe I was forgetting that name. It's been a long day. Like, my brain is scrambled. I've been dealing... My main coding language is C#. And I hate when I have to go into HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. And JavaScript is always just a real pain in the ass. And... Yeah, so my brain is fried today. I was having to do a bunch of crazy shit, and it would work in one browser, it wouldn't work in another browser, and it has to work in 4 different browsers. It's just, my brain is fried. I'm sitting here having a coffee. I'm gonna relax for probably about 20-30 minutes, and then, we'll see how it goes from there. I haven't been to the gym this week. I've been working out at home. Just because this week's another push week. So, like, after this week, most of my company's on vacation. You know, everyone's going on vacation either today, tomorrow, or Friday. And so it'll slow down after this week. Yeah, I mean, it won't, like, slow down, but I don't think I have too much over the next 2 or 3 weeks that's going to be like, man, I got to stay up all night and code or something like that. Although I probably end up doing that anyway just because it's fun. I did want to talk about a few things earlier today. I was thinking, oh, I need to talk about that on the podcast, but honestly, I forgot. The only reason I got the podcast, going right now is because I thought about it, pulled out my phone and started the podcast like within like 10 seconds. So I didn't really have time to prepare, but I wanted to get the podcast at least out and going. And Yeah, because I know I missed yesterday. I think I missed Monday too. Because I did it kind of Mon I kind of did one Monday. It was Sunday night, Monday morning. And then I didn't really do any Monday night or Tuesday. And today's already Wednesday. I mean, time is just blasting by. Like, I'm like, is it Tuesday? Oh shit, it's already Wednesday. Is it Wednesday yet? Oh shit, it's Friday already. Yep, so mentally stable, I guess. How are y'all doing? Are you happy, healthy? I think perspective is. I've been thinking a lot about perspective lately. Like, what is happiness? Like, how do I define it? And I've been trying to come up with a definition that I can use, you know? Like, a way to measure if I'm happy or not, you know? Because I don't think it's as simple as being happy in the moment. I think it's being happy with your overall life as it is, with everything, all the bad shit as well. And I've been trying to come up with like a way to measure it. And as far as, you know, like personal and day-to-day operations, I would say I'm just fairly happy. You know, I'm not like over the moon, but I'm not like in the gutter depressed right now. But the when we break it down, I'm not happy with like my success in over, not short term, but long term. I'm not happy with that. Short term, I have my moments, you know. Over the weekend, I did good, working on my book. The last few weekends, I've been working on a new app that I'm trying to write on my free time. And so, like, I would say short term, it's okay. You know, it varies day to day. You know, some days I work out, some days I don't. Some days I work on the things I want to, and some days I don't. Some days I take a cold shower, some days I don't. So I think I'm lacking discipline, and I need more discipline. I was talking about that with someone the other day. That, you know, that was one of the good things about being in the military was you didn't have to think. You know, they told you where to be, what to do, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You never had to think for yourself. You just did what you're told. And in some aspects, you know, you hate it when you're doing it. But when you get out and then you are responsible for yourself. It sucks, 'cause then it comes down to, am I motivated enough to get off my ass and do it, or am I disciplined enough to get it done, or do I just feel like watching Netflix? You know? Or like, it was so like working out. Like, I have to force myself, you know, to go to the gym. Once I'm there, I'm good to go. Once I'm there, I enjoy it. I love working out. But it's the portion of getting me out of the house and going that's hard. Because sometimes I'm just like, oh, fuck it, I'll do it tomorrow. You know what I mean? And so it's in the military, it wasn't like that. In the military, it was, you will be here at this time and do PT. You will be here this time for formation. After formation, you'll do You'll go to work. You'll have lunch at this time. You'll do this at this time. You'll fly at this time. Everything was planned, set out in a schedule. So easy. So easy. But now, I have to be responsible for myself. Not only that, I got the family, the kids. I gotta, think about their welfare, their happiness, and all that other. Now I gotta think about all the house maintenance stuff, all the bills, all the other life bullshit. You get overwhelmed, and you have to sit down at least once a day, if not more, and really gain perspective. One thing that's been helping me a lot over the last few months is just not giving a fuck. There's a book by, I don't want to give credit to the wrong person. I think it's, I forgot. It's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. I want to say Mark Manson, but I'm not 100%. I might be getting the name mixed up with someone else. But the title of the book is The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. And in the middle of the podcast, my daughter walks in to have me open a bottle. Because that's dad work, is opening a bottle. Yep. And it's the same thing when I'm trying to work. Same thing. Same thing. All the time. That's why it was real hard through the whole COVID thing, working at home. Right now, it hasn't been so. Once they went back to school, it was a little easier. But I guess right now, it doesn't matter because it's late anyway. So I'm taking a break from work. I think I still want to get a little bit more done today. shouldn't take that long to do what I want, but who knows? My brain needed a break. I wanted to get the podcast done, then I'll probably work out and then take a shower and go from there. Clear up my brain. I'm lost. I don't know. Her walking in and having me do that, I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. That's why I really need to stick to doing the podcast in the morning when my brain is fresh, but well, after a couple cups of coffee, then doing the podcast. But I need to do it when my brain is fresh, not fucking almost 8 o'clock at night when my brain has just been fried by JavaScript all day. All right, I don't know. We're ending it sooner than normal. I hate doing this, but fuck it. Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow, and it will be better. It will be better than today's podcast. Honestly, I'm debating whether to just delete this shit or post it. Okay, because I feel like it's been a terrible podcast. But whatever. Have a wonderful evening. I love y'all. Y'all can message me on now. You can message me on TikTok. You can message me on Parler. You can send me a voice message through the Anchor app. However you need to get a hold of me. And yeah. Have a wonderful evening.